Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And yes, it is Friday, February the 6th, and a happy and safe Friday to everyone. And I want you to be careful out there because I want you to enjoy our show. And also, I just want you to take very good care of yourself. Everyone, I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona, where you can just clap in the sun and enjoy me while the sunset is going into the mountains. I like that. This segment is sponsored by DaySpa664.com, a mobile spa service company. You can reach them online or you can call them for an appointment at 312-678-9297, and they will come to your beautiful hotel suite and give you the best salon services in Chicago. They only service major hotels in the downtown area, so you can't call them for Winnetka and Oak Park. You got to be in a really nice downtown hotel where hopefully you'll be spending your Valentine's with your sweetie beatie. And if not, just call them anyway and get your feet done. You probably need your feet done anyway. This segment is supported by Mind Influence Attitude, Inc.org, a nonprofit organization in Chicago, Illinois, working for the betterment of the community and its people. And the show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can go on my link at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. But if you want to reach me tonight or any other time, you can reach me by dialing 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or Dons, D-O-N-S, dot McClure, AOL.com, or DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. I mean, I got a heck of a lot of emails. So you can reach me and you can get all my fascinating books on my website at www.dsmpublications.net. We have reached 36,882 listeners, and that is a heck of a lot of people. We're going to start our show off with a bang, but to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, and relatives, so let's get a few shouts out before we start our show. I want to say happy birthday to Renee. Her last name is Gibson, and she lives in Chicago, and she was one of the first support sponsors for our show. She owns a daycare service, and I want to send a definitely shout out to our new listeners in Utah, They are growing, especially in Salt Lake City. And a special thanks to all the new Chicago readers. And again, to Renee, who has a birthday tomorrow, and she has been one of the first sponsors for my radio show. So I'm going to dedicate a song to her for her birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday. No, that's not it. Because I know I can't sing. Well, actually, I can. Our featured Black History icon for this week is Maggie Lena Walker. And I want you to look her up because she was the first female bank president in the United States. So I want you to look her up. She's a great woman for Black history. And so you don't keep saying you don't know. I want you to check that out. My board is lit up with blue lines, which means there's a lot of people listening to my show. And I just can't get enough of telling you thank you. So let me send my kisses out. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I hope you got them on your lips, on your face, on your nose, on the top of your forehead, just everywhere. And when you walk down the street, just tell everybody, Don McClure just kissed me on my forehead. Oh, that's so sweet. Anyway, we got some great tracks for you tonight. Our featured artist is Wendy Moulton, who I believe should have been singing for that movie called Whitney, because this girl can jam. She can really cut up. We're going to get back to that, but our lecture for tonight, and not a lecture, our two words are your desires and your destiny. And we're going to talk about that, what that really means to you. And yes, we want you to look it up. And as you're listening to the show, think about it. But before we get started with a lot of great things, I got to play this happy birthday track to all those who got a birthday, and especially to Renee, because her birthday is coming up tomorrow. So, and I think they sing better than I do.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, we're back. Man, I love that song. And on June the 30th, it's going to be my birthday, and I'm going to have some girls coming up out the cakes, and they're going to be singing, Happy Birthday! Oh, man, my producer, he's in the studio with me tonight, and he said, Don, you crazy. But anyway, I just love that song, Happy Birthday. So to anybody out there got a birthday today, tomorrow, Sunday, play that song, Happy Birthday. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. And my number is 347-633-9376. And I want to send a shout out to our new listeners in Indianapolis, Indiana. I mean, I got them all over the United States. I got them all in Canada. I got them all over the darn world. Just listen to me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a track by Aretha Franklin, and it's from an album that she did in 2003. And the album was really good. But I have to tell you this story first. My mother used to get me about saying bad words, trying to sneak the words in. And so as I was listening to the name of the album, I thought about my mom, because I know she would have said, Don, I know you didn't say that. And since you're not supposed to curse on the radio, I get a chance to curse anyway. Anyway, it's from the album called So Damn Happy by Aretha Franklin. And I kid you not, you can look at this up. I'm not telling a story this time. That's the name of the album, So Damn Happy. And I guess she was so daggone happy, I won't keep saying it, because my producer said, Don, you know you ain't supposed to say that. But that's the name of the album, So Damn Happy. So to my evangelist sister, don't say nothing when you hear the title. And to my priest, who I know is going to call me 15 million times and say I need to come to confession, especially after that. But that's the name of the album. The name of the song is called Wonderful. And she was so happy. I guess she had found a new man or something. She was in love or married to somebody new. Anyway, the track is really good. It's from Aretha Franklin. So, let me say it again, damn happy.
I have to pinch myself.
Now, see, I like that track because you're talking about a stepping song. So the next time you go stepping, tell them to play Wonderful. And when they ask you, what album is it on? Just say it's on the album called I'm So Damn Happy. My producer say enough already. You done said it 18 times. I like that. But when you go stepping, play that song, Wonderful. That's when Aretha was doing kind of neo-soul, too. And I like that. Tonight, we are talking about destiny and desire, how we see or define our destiny, what happens in the future of our life, the things that someone or something will experience in the future, we believe has shaped our destiny. We see destiny as a power that we believe we control. And for some of us, we believe God has determined our destiny and what will happen in the future. We have been told that destiny is something to which a person or thing is destined for. While others want to control our destiny, the level of predetermined courses of events, which contain irresistible power. Man, I know when I wrote that, I must have been drinking or something. Ultimately, you have complete control over your destiny. And I do believe that. A lot of times we keep thinking that destiny is something that just happens. But actually, you have complete control of what goes on in your life and what direction you're taking. It just depends on how far you want to push your destiny. I was listening to this tape on all these positive speaking individuals, and it was a really good tape called Secrets. And the common denominator was, you have control of your life. If you keep living in the past and you keep drudging up what's not going to happen, then that's where you're going to be today. So as I listened to it, I said, that makes a lot of sense. But I believe that you can determine your destiny, whether it's relationships, money, finance, building, careers. You're in control. And it may not happen successfully for you right now, but it's on its way. When you understand your desires and your destiny walk hand in hand in your life, you will become more successful. So I want you to think about what it is, where you think you're destined to be. And as I said on this tape, they were saying that if you believe you really want to be something, you will get that. When President Obama believed that he really wanted to be president, he got to that. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to run into any obstacles. It doesn't mean you're not going to scratch your knee. Sometimes things are going to happen. But when you decide where you want to go and you're willing to fight for it, then you'll go all the way. I asked you to look up Maggie Lena Walker. She was born in 1864. She died in 1934. This woman decided her destiny was to open the first bank in the United States, owned by a black woman, and owned by a woman, period. Women couldn't vote. Women had no rights. And she decided that because other cultures would not respect the black culture, she opened up a bank and gave one of the greatest speeches in 1904. Now, if you talk about destiny, here's a woman knowing the climate's not right, people don't like African Americans, and they definitely don't appreciate women trying to control something. Her bank lasted 100 years, and for her to step up and say, we are going to start a bank in 1904, August 20th, she gave one of the greatest speeches. She decided to take her destiny and the destiny of women in her own hands and decided to change the course of what was going on. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't control your destiny. The outcome may not be what you totally want, but you're still in the driver's seat when it comes to your destiny. So I want you to write down what it is you think you really want to do with your life, where you think you really want to go, and start working on that. And think about Maggie Lena Walker. 1904, she started a bank that survived a stock crash. Her husband became an alcoholic. She went past that. One of her children died, but she kept fighting. And she left a legacy for 100 years that black women could be at the helm before anybody else. Now, you got to think about that. So all the women that work in banking or the financial industries, you owe this woman in Black history named Maggie Lena Walker. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only. And, yes, I'm drinking my tea, and I got a group that I'm going to play later on that I used to sing with. And I know everybody don't believe I can sing, but actually I used to sing with the Dramatics. I was in the background. I was one of them guys in the studio that you couldn't see, but I was back there singing. But anyway, I'm going to play that song for you later. Right now we're going to get to a track by our featured artist. She is from Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm telling you, this young lady's had a fantastic career. And when you hear her sing, you definitely will say, this girl should have been singing in the Whitney song. And now it's her destiny and her time to be even greater. So she respects Whitney a lot. She respects the music industry. But this girl was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and she is a phenomenal, and I do mean phenomenal singer. When you get to hear her, you're going to be like, man, you have got to be kidding. Why I didn't hear about this young lady some time ago? She was born November 22nd, 1965 in Memphis, Tennessee, and she is considered an American top singer, best known for her songs, Come In Out of the Rain. So let's get a track by Wendy Moten, our feature artist. And while we're playing the track, think about your destiny, where you want to go, how long you want to live. I'm going to be around till Moses comes back. I always say that. I think I just saw a burning bush the other day. Matter of fact, I was telling a friend of mine, I told God, look, did you write on my car? Because I see some handprints. And he said, Don, I wrote on the side of your car. I said, well, stop writing on there because I'm not going to wash it. Anyway, let's listen to Wendy Moten singing, All I Do Is Think About You. And you know what? Think about me. All I do is think about Don McClure. I like that. I'm such a sweetie beady.
Thank you.
All I do is think about Don McClure. I like that track. Wendy Moulton is bad. And the thing that I like about her, she knew that she was destined to be in the music industry. She talked about it, dreamed about it, and kept telling people in Memphis that she really, really wanted that. So 1965, she's born. She decides to get into the music industry later on. And in 1994, her song, Come On In Out of the Rain, was number 8 in the United Kingdom in February for Black History Month. That means she was cutting up so good that her song reached number 8, a new artist, 1994. Decided in 1965 she was going to be born. Her mom and dad said, hey, I've got a great child, a young girl child, and she grew up wanting to be a singer. She sang in the church choir. She got her first break singing with Michael Bolton at a benefit concert. After signing with EMI in 1992, she released her self-titled debut album and opened on stage for Michael Bolton on tour. Her biggest hit single, of course, was Come On In Out of the Rain, which, although a minor hit in 1992 on the billboards, and why they call it minor, I don't know, because she was in the top 100. She also was number 5 in the adult contemporary hits, and she reached top 10 in the UK singles charts. So maybe somebody in America just wasn't reading right. But she peaked at number 8 in 1994. I want you to think about that. In 2006, she sang backup vocals on tour with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. She contributed background vocals to Bonnie Tyler's 2013 album, Rocks and Honey. You're talking about a bad young lady. So when people tell you that you always have to be born in Detroit or Chicago or New York or whatever, this young lady came out of Memphis, Tennessee, and on that track, Kurt Whalen playing saxophone. Now, that's destiny. Both of them came out of Memphis, and they recorded together. So I'm telling you, you're going to like some other tracks by her. We got to take a quick PSA. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. I am the one and only, and yes, I'm going to sing tonight with the Dramatics and prove to you that I was in their background. You just didn't see me on the picture. My producers say, Don, quit telling them stories. But the word tonight is destiny. The second half we're going to talk about is your desire. But I want you to think about that. Her desire was to sing, and she's doing that. So if you decide to sell flowers, become an artist, get in the political field, I want you to believe that you are the best, and there's nobody that can stop you. So if you want to write a book, or you want to sing, or you even want to become a minister, I still say, believe in yourself. That is the number one key, and you can set your own destiny. Nobody else is going to set it for you. God gave you the talent to be talented, to use what you know how to do to build your destiny. So quit waiting around, because it's already started when you decided that you wanted to be whatever it is you wanted to be. And that applies to anything you do. If you believe you can do it, then get it done. We're going to play this quick PSA for parents. And again, it's in our new charts. We're getting a lot of new PSAs.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, don't make me turn this car around, or because I said so, or don't make me come back there. I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. Don't make me come back there. Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And you know what I like about that? My mother had complete control of us kids. I mean, she could say, Don Stewart, get in here. And I'd be like, oh, man, I got in trouble again. And she probably would say today, why are you saying so damn happy on the radio? And I'd say, okay, Ma. And I would just complain. But she had that mother voice, like what he's talking about, the dads. And my dad, you definitely didn't want him to get you. So learn that. If you're going to be a good parent, don't always be so wimpy. Just tell him, hey, don't make me come back there. And I don't know what that really means because we don't even know what they would do. But think about that. I want you to be good parents if you have young children and even to your older children. Don't try to carry your male child forever. Let them grow up. Let them become the young men that they need to be and the young adults, and let them become real parents. Grandparents, let go sometimes now. Can't run the world. We're going to listen to my girl. Actually, I think I'm going to switch it up a bit. I've got a new artist on my board that we found, and her name is Mela, E-E-L-A, and she's got a track called Give It To You. And she's saying, hey, she found this guy. Her destiny was to meet this guy, and she's going to give everything she got, her toes, her toenails, her lipstick, her hair. She's going to give it all to him. So I want you to listen to Mela. And it's a great song. She's a new artist that we have on our board. And sometimes we do that. And this is dedicated to Renee Gibson, my friend, my Bunky Bunky, because she sponsored my show. And I promised her we would dedicate one song to her. So, Renee, this is for you.
Can't wait to see your face smiling back at me. There's a moment I see you and you hold me in your arms. Whatever was wrong doesn't even matter at all.
When there's so much on my mind,
don't you tell me
you
can't
wait,
I know
that you can.
Man, that was Mila, and we're going to have to play some more tracks by her one day. I found her in our chart board, and as we were going through new artists that I hadn't played before, I said, okay, well, let me see what she sounds like, and it was a halfway decent song. I mean, pretty nice. If you were out there doing the swing or the whatever they call it, whatever, stepping, then I guess you could use that track for that. That's interesting. But it's called Give It All to You, and it's by an artist named Mila. Now, remember, we were talking about our two words tonight, desires and destiny. We talked about destiny because that's what you are in control of. And believe it or not, you truly have control of your destiny. It's not happenstance. It doesn't just happen. You decide on what your destiny is to be, and you control that. The reason why we connected the word desire, our desires convey our thoughts, what we feel inside of us, and how we determine our desires. The dictionary also says to want or wish for something or someone, to express desire for something that we value, which is what we talked about last week, was values. To desire the love of another or to expect those feel that same love in return, to long or hope for, to exhibit or feel desire, to expect or search for a desired outcome of a situation. The reason why we tie desire, because if you desire to have a strong destiny, then you'll make it happen. If you desire to exercise, if you desire to say, you know what, my destiny is to have a healthy life, it'll start with your desires. And I want you to think about that. Whenever you're looking at something that you want to do, you have to have that desire to be the best or want it. You got to work on it. I'm working on a new book called The Book of Inspiration, and it's going to have a lot of great quotes in there, and it's going to be the stories of how I started from point A to point B, how I'm getting involved with different things, and what I believe my destiny is. Now, I want you to always tell yourself, you are number one in your life. When you're happy, the world is happy. When you decide that your destiny is what you want it to be, the world will accept that. When you have strong desires about what it is you want, then you put that in order. And think about that. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. It may be difficult, but I want you to look up that word desire from what the dictionary says and then write your own definition, maybe in your own diary, of what you think your desires are and what you think your destiny is supposed to be. And once you do those two things, you're going to find your life on fire. You'll be like me. You'll be saying, hey, I am the greatest person in the world. I'm Don S. McClure. My number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial. It is 743, and we are cutting up on a Friday. And my board is lit up with a lot of blue lights. That means a lot of people are listening to me. We are at 36,882 people. So before long, we'll be at 37,000. Renee said she believes we're going to reach 100,000. And I'm not going to bet her because she's usually right about stuff. She already told me we were going to make last year's numbers. So again, I want to make sure that you, if nothing else, you believe in yourself. And don't let anybody mistreat you. Don't let anybody misguide you. You believe in yourself. I'm going to play this track by the group that I sang with called the Dramatics. And you're going to hear me in the background singing tenor. And I know you don't believe me, but you're going to hear me. I just wasn't on the promo pictures. But I was singing actually with the Dramatics when they came on. Da, 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 da.
Whirling round and round, rolling down and rolling, spinning. kneeling on the ground. Your kisses make me dizzy. And the head, and the falling, falling, falling. Oh, oh, girl. I think that I have fell for you. Oh, oh.
Without a care, until you clip my wings. Now look at me. Oh, I'm falling. Yeah, falling. Oh, here I go. Down and down I go. I can't help myself. Girl, you thrill me so. Yeah, you blew my mind. I know that I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling.
Oh, 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 girl,
I think that I have fell for you.
Oh, oh, girl,
I think that I have fell for you. Oh.
About a track. I mean, you didn't hear me in there? I'm like a bird flying through the air. I know one thing. He sure was in love, man. Well, he said he fell for her. I mean, she must have knocked him out. He said, I'm like a bird flying through the air. I like that song. Every time I play that, man, I think about, oh, man, my high school days and junior high. That was something else, wasn't it? And just think, next time you buy that track, that's me singing in the background. My producer say, yeah, right? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only. And we are talking about your desires and your destiny. The number you can reach us is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial all over the country, and you can listen to us on a Friday night and join our close to 37,000 listeners. I'm enjoying my show, and I'm enjoying you. I want you to think about the thoughts, your desires, what we feel inside, and how we determine our desires. You know, when you start off as a kid, and you have this imaginary world that you live in, and right then is when you decide on some of the things you want to do in life. Teachers will ask you, what do you want to be? And you'll say, I want to be president. I want to be governor. I want to be a doctor. And from that point, those are your desires. Your destiny becomes how hard you work at what it is you really want to do. So again, I'm telling you, you don't have to wait for somebody else to tell you what you can be. If you decide you want to be one of the greatest writers in the world, then you go after that. You decide you want to challenge the world and just travel. Then you go after that because your destiny is what you make it. When I'm out shooting pictures and pulling things together, I'm doing it because I want to do it. And I already know there's going to be some stumbling blocks. But my desires to be the best in my field controls my destiny. So I want you to think about those two words tonight, destiny and desire. And we're going to play a PSA. And when we come back, we got some more great music for you by Wendy Moulton, the young lady from Memphis, Tennessee. And I lived in Memphis for 17 years. It's a nice city.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
And I want to thank the Michigan Broadcasters for giving me that PSA. And again, we have to learn to support each other. Support doesn't just happen. You have to dig in your pocket, and you have to support certain projects, especially the one that talks about dads. So again, I want you to think about your desires and your destiny, and especially if you want your children to have better lives and to be strong, you have to listen to them when they talk about what they believe their destiny is. We're talking about the great artist tonight from Memphis, Tennessee. Her destiny was to become a great singer, and she started off believing in herself with her desires, and she ended up doing some great things. Let's play the track that made her really over the top and famous. Come on in out of the rain, and I want you to come on in out of the rain. And she realizes in this song, her boyfriend needed to forgive her, and so he took her back. Because she had to come on in out of the rain because she thought something was greener on the other side. But her destiny was to be with him, and her desires was to say, I'm sorry, and make up and kiss him on the forehead. What the heck?
You believed that we'd find love
I was crying on that song. I told him, please forgive her. Please forget her. Take her all back. I mean, she was screaming. When you call my name, she said, with your heart. She knew she was wrong, but she said, please take me. You know, I could see her at the airport on her knees crying. Baby, please take me back. Baby, baby, please. And he did. That's why I got tears in my eyes. He took her back. He said, hey, you my woman. Not woman, but you my woman. You're listening to the Don McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only. And I am cracking myself up, man. But I like that Wendy Moulton girl. And like I said, I lived in Memphis 17 years. I got a chance to talk to Wendy sometimes. So it was really nice. It was really nice. And I got a lot of respect for her. Wendy Moulton, Memphis, Tennessee girl, making it big across the country. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my lights are lit up. I don't even know if we can get any more people on the board. It's so lit up, it's ridiculous. But what can you say? I mean, when you're good, you're good. We're going to play a track that I enjoyed by Wendy Moulton. She's our featured artist for tonight. And it's called Once Upon a Time. And I like this track. And again, I like Wendy Moulton. I want you to look her up. Her last name is Moulton. And she's a great singer. She's our featured artist for tonight in our show dealing with desires and destiny.
From the start, I betrayed your love.
much tissue in my studio. Oh, man, I hope he forgave her, man. She said once upon a time. She said she had it and she lost it. How could she be so blind? I'm telling you, ladies, when you get a good, good, good man, you better hold on to it. I got so much tissue in my studio. I'm crying on my laptop. I had it and I lost it. Ooh, that girl can sing. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, man, I almost spit up all my potato chips. We were talking about the word desire. And it said to want or wish for something or someone. Now, I'm just telling you what the dictionary said. It says desire. And she desired to get back with him, man. I wonder why Whitney writing them songs. Not Whitney, Wendy. God, I called her Whitney Houston, but that's Wendy Moulton. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It's 347-633-9376. We're celebrating Black History Month. We're talking about Maggie Lena Walker, the first woman bank president in the United States, the only woman to start a bank in 1904. She was a Black woman who became bank president before any other woman in the United States. That's a powerful Black woman. I wonder if she sang that song Once Upon a Time. Maybe she used to date somebody or something. I don't know. Anyway, our featured artist for tonight is Miss Wendy Moulton from Memphis, Tennessee, and I like her tracks. We're going to take a quick PSA. When we come back, we are going to play some more of Miss Moulton, but we're also going to play a track from my new music CD that you can get on my website. It is the background tracks for my new CD. So make sure you get that. Now, we got to play one of the PSAs by Denzel Washington, and then we'll come right back and enjoy more of the show. And maybe I can go buy some more tissue. I don't know, because I'm crying up a storm tonight.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And make sure you support the Boys and Girls Clubs and do what Denzel Washington says. Support the Boys and Girls Club. Because he used to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club. And he's their spokesperson. We're going to play a track that's on my new CD that represents the scene where these guys first go after the arch enemy of Joey Fernandez. His name is Eric Batista. And I am the first author in the United States to have a soundtrack to my books like a movie. So let's listen to this track called The Possibility of Elimination. And I really like it. It's on my new CD. Thank you. you can't tell me that don't sound like a motion picture movie. I am so proud of my new CD, I don't know what to do. That's the scene where they're trying to eliminate Eric Batista. And when I put that together, I was like, man, I got to have something dynamic. So again, you can get my CD on my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and you can get my new CD for $5.99. So go on my website and order a copy. It's got some jazz tracks on there, and you'll just, when you're in your car driving really fast, play that track. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and our featured artist is Miss Wendy Moulton, and our two words for tonight are your desires and your destiny. And I want you to seriously think about that and write it down and get you a diary and write down what you think your destiny and what your desires are. We're going to play a track by Wendy Moulton called Whatever It Takes. And I like this girl here. So again, I think she's the new Whitney Houston.
Need me.
talking about? Now, she just said, whatever it takes. And he said, oh, man, whatever it takes. And they were getting ready to just park for a minute. I guess he was at the airport getting ready to leave. Man, she just slapped one on him right there. She said, I'm going to be by your side through the rain, through the thick, through the wind. And it, whatever it takes, they just can't do it out each other. Man, that's some love there. We're not talking about L-O-V-E. We're talking about some love, L-U-V. Man, whatever it takes. Woo! Hey, that's a heck of a feeling. I started to curse. But my priestess emailed me and said, stop saying damn happy about that album. But think about that. Whatever it takes, they're going to be together. She don't care what nobody's saying. That's deep, man. That's some desire right there. Whatever it takes. That's Wendy Moulton. And you know, the thing is, when you find what you really, really want and desire, you'll do it. You'll put it all together. It won't matter. And what they're talking about is their destiny to be together. Well, it's your destiny to live the life that you want to live. It's your desire to have the best life. And there's not a person out here who doesn't want nice cars, nice homes, nice relationships, the whole nine yards. That's their desires. Their destiny, they can have it if they work on it. And if you're in something that isn't working, get out of it. But if you're in something that is working, then nail to hold on to it. And maybe play that song, whatever it takes. But those are our two words tonight, desires. And I really want you to look that up, and destiny. Desires, they convey our thoughts. Our destiny is what happens in the future of our life. And so, again, I want you to really think about that. We've got 13 more minutes into the show. Our featured artist tonight is Wendy Moulton, and I am enjoying her. Man, I got tissue all over my studio. I'm just crying. I'm just crying up a storm. Cry me a river. Cry, cry, baby. When you was a kid, did anybody call you a cry baby? Especially one of them girls quit you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And it is Friday, the 6th of February. Can you believe the year is moving by? So again, I want you to enjoy yourself. I got to play this jazz track from my own CD because I'm pushing it. And again, I want you to get one of my books like Maddie Taylor did, and she's in Indiana, and just people are getting my books from all over the country. I mean, I like that. They tell me I'm famous. Man, maybe they'll pay me more. Maybe my publisher will send me a good check this time this week. I need it. Anyway, let me play this jazz track from my CD. For you jazz lovers, it's a sax track. So let's get it on. And it's dedicated to my brother Marvin. So, like some jazz for a minute. Get out of the hip-hop. Get out of some of the little love songs. Play some jazz.
Thank you.
Great jazz track. My older brother Marvin influenced me a lot, so I dedicated that track to him. And that's one of the things you have to have. If your desire is to have family honor, then it's your destiny to build that. And that's one of the things that we're losing in our Black culture. We've got to step it up and do more about our desires to have great family connections. I know in August of this year, I'm giving a family dinner, and I already got my family coat of arms put together, so I'm going to invite everybody in the family. And whether or not they come, that's up to them, but at least I'm going to start building that base so that their young children can have that. You're talking about the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure with tears in my eyes because that Wendy Moten been turning it out. I got to play a track by Wendy Moten, So Close. Our featured artist for tonight, and it is 8:22. So let me get this track in because it'll be almost time for us to go. I've enjoyed it. Let me play this track by Wendy Moten called So Close.
Even though the feeling was wonderful, we went on a separate way, and all we know is what we shared is more than most, 'cause we came all so very close.
man, I can see me running through the airport now, arms open. I'm a kiss like I ain't never kissed before. Oh, we are so in love. I like that. I like that Whitney Moore girl, man. Everybody's always at the airport crying. Crying or leaving or coming home or watching the plane take off. Oh, there must be something in the air at the airport. It is 8:27. And I got 3 more minutes to go. I have enjoyed myself. Man, my eyes are bloodshot red from crying on these good songs. Oh, man. I got to get me a glass of wine after this. I need a drink. I've enjoyed talking to you about your desires and your destiny. It's up to you. Realistically, you can make life what you want it to be. Just make up your mind. You want to be great, then that's what you do. But don't keep crying about somebody didn't do and somebody didn't want. Oh, she always coming in my ear with, you got 90 seconds. Listen, I got to get out of here and enjoy life. That's all you have. I had a great show tonight. I enjoyed it. And I want you to enjoy next Friday is Romance Night because it's pre-Valentine's Day. And I'm going to cry my head off. So, anyway, hey, I've enjoyed you. Enjoy life. Be safe out there. And let me play this track, Wendy Moulton, All I Do. And we got 2 more minutes to the show. Have a great weekend, baby.